Okay, this is March 29th. It is 10:30 a.m. My name is Abby Mann. My phone number is 484-919-1792, and I live at 862 Beth Drive in Nashville, Tennessee. And could you state your name, telephone number, and address?
My name's Ethel Williams. My phone number is 896-5307. I live at 2223 Sycamore Circle in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Right. Great. Again, thank you so much for participating in this project. The goal of the questions is just to produce a detailed and coherent narrative of your story. So I encourage you, don't worry about providing too long of an answer to any one of these questions. Just go ahead and talk about what you want to. Okay, let's begin. So can I ask in what year you were born?
In 1942.
Okay. And where were you born?
In Greenville, South Carolina.
And how do you define yourself in terms of racial and ethnic identity?
Afro-American.
And what is the last level of schooling you completed?
High school grad.
And are you married, or have you ever been married?
Yes, I've been widowed. I'm widowed.
So can you tell me about what was going on in the town where you were born around that time?
Well, World War II was going on.
Yeah.
And basically, I guess that's the most significant thing at that time.
Yeah. What was that like for your family when you were born?
I had a really good day.
No? Okay. What were your dreams for the future when you were little?
I really didn't have any ambition. I was just taking life as it came.
Yeah. How about your family? Did they have dreams for your future?
Not really.
No.
Just for me to be me and be happy.
That's a dream. What were your childhood and teenage years like? Like, what did you like to do? What did you like to get into?
What did I do in my childhood? Just normal.
Yeah.
School.
Yeah.
Play. And house.
Yeah.
Church. Church was very important.
Yeah. What was your, can you tell me more about, like, your friends when you were little?
Basically, I lived in a community at that time where most of my playmates and stuff was cousins.
Mm-hmm.
It was like three sets of us riding in that neighborhood, and we sort of like just cousins.
Mm-hmm. What was your neighborhood like?
It was a nice neighborhood, quiet, friendly.
How densely populated was it? Like, how close were houses together? How close did people live together where you grew up?
Now, I see, we was right here, and I guess it was about the space of another house before we got to the other house, and that's all in that block, and then it was a street here, and then after you went over there, it was like apartment, a duplex, and straight up, it was street right straight up in front of us, and there was just like houses.
Mm-hmm.
It was moderately spaced.
Okay. Can you tell me about school? What was the first school that you went to?
Acela Street Elementary School.
Yeah. How many students went there? How many students?
That I don't know.
No.
I didn't keep up with certificates and stuff.
No.
I just went.
Didn't.
But it was a good size school, though.
Yeah.
And it was, what, one through seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I spent my whole elementary school, because they didn't have, like, middle schools like they have today.
Mm-hmm.
So it went, like, from one to seven.
Mm-hmm.
And you left there, and you went into high school.
What was your trip to school like every day?
Oh, my trip to school was just normal. I was like about 3 blocks from school, so I didn't have too much traveling time in between.
Okay.
We just like went across there and you're at the school,
yeah.
But it wasn't a lot of traveling, but it was nice.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Math
was my favorite subject. Right. Well, in the elementary school, it was arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
And spelling has never been one of my good stuff. That's worse. Spelling is worse. I still have trouble spelling today.
Yeah. Why do you like math?
Because I like working with numbers and figures.
Yeah. I forgot to ask, do you have any siblings?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have 3 sisters.
Oh, wow.
And I have 3 brothers.
Oh, wow.
This is on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have additional 2 sisters and 1 brother on my dad's side. Because my dad, when he left going into the army, and when he got out, he didn't return to South Carolina. He stopped off in New York, and he tried to get my mom to come up there, but she wouldn't go up there, so he just started him another life.
Wow. What year was that?
I don't know. I know, well, he was in there when I was born, so it was probably about 45, 46.
Okay. 3 brothers and 3 sisters, so where are you age-wise in the lineup? Are they older, younger?
I got 1 brother older than I. Well, we was like 18 months apart.
Oh, wow.
And then my next brother, he's like 12 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next brother actually is an adopted brother. He's like a year younger than that brother. And then my next sister, she was like 3 years after Leon, so. And then the twins were 18 months after her, so.
So you and your brother were older than everybody else?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I had 1 brother older, and then the rest of them was under me.
So did you do a lot of, I'm guessing you helped out a lot when they were little?
Oh, yes. I practically raised those children.
Yeah. Were you really close to your brother who's closer to your age?
Mm-hmm.
Are you close to that brother who's a little older than you are?
Well, actually, all during our childhood, we couldn't get along. We couldn't really get along until we got grown.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
Then we were sort of close, but
yeah.
we was constantly bickering when we was growing up.
Uh-huh. So you and your brother went to school together.
Right.
And then, way later, all of your other brothers and sisters went through school.
Yes. Yeah. By the time they came along, my mom had a built-in babysitter.
Yeah. Good planning.
And like she got her evening job, so I had the task of just going to school and then come home taking care of them.
Mm. Wow. So that was when you would have been, I guess, high school by then, almost.
When I was in high school, because actually my mom had to be at work a little bit before I got home, and I had some cousins that was still in elementary school, and they watched until I got home.
How about in high school? You still liked math?
Yes.
High school?
Yeah. Yes.
Who were your friends in high school? Did you still your cousins, or do you have other people you hung out with in high school?
Well, actually, really, I didn't really have a lot of friends, because like I said, the time I got out of school, I had to go home, take care of the kids. So
yeah.
I know my classmates and stuff, but I really didn't hang out with anybody because I didn't get to hang out.
Yeah.
But it was like, at one point it was like 3 of us cousins in the same class.
Okay.
But basically the others were a little older. a little younger, but it was like three of us right along there that were able to go to class together.
Did you move at all during this time? During your childhood, did you move like from house to house at all?
Let's see. The house, well, actually, me and my older brother were born at home. So, and and my younger brother, the three of us was born at the house. The other three was born in the hospital. But from that house where I was born, the house we were born in, we lived there until the year I graduated from high school. So we were there a pretty good long while.
What happened after that?
Then we moved around the corner. We moved around the corner. It wasn't a very far move. I think this was like 61, and we lived there till about 64, and we moved about one block, not two blocks down and one block over. We was right in that same neighborhood basically my whole time, and we moved, and I didn't stay there very long.
Where did you go after that?
I got married in 64.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that too. So I asked you a little bit about school. What were your classmates like? Was it, were there rivalries like among your classmates at all? Do people get along in general?
You know, it's actually hard to remember.
Really?
Because we had our 50-year class reunion last year. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, but as for the development or whatever they got into, I didn't really remember all that.
Yeah. All the drama, the high school drama. How about sports at your high school? Was there like a football team?
I really just missed, because all I did was went to school,
yeah,
and then I had to go straight back home. So I didn't get affiliated with the basketball, football, or stuff like that.
Okay. Aside from take care of your siblings when you were younger, did you like to listen to music or listen to the radio or watch TV? Are there any like, you know, musicians or TV programs that you remember liking?
Well, actually, TV's sort of new in my head.
Yeah.
I was coming out.
Yeah.
But we did have a TV, and we did watch TV. But basically, that was my choice, watching TV and keeping kids.
Yeah. What about your favorite food? Did you have a favorite food when you were growing up?
Favorite food? I doubt it.
No.
I don't think I did.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of the cooking when you were babysitting?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
No.
Didn't do the cooking.
Okay.
But basically, whether it was your favorite or not, whatever they gave you, that's what you ate. So I don't recall having a favorite food.
What was the largest meal of the day?
I guess supper.
Yeah. What was usually served at supper? What did you eat?
I really couldn't eat.
Did you ever travel when you were younger? No.
Just from school to home.
Yeah. What was the first time you left your hometown to go somewhere else, to travel somewhere else?
Well, the first time I left my hometown to go to somewhere else. Well, actually, like, during my childhood, our church had a fellowship with a church. We lived in Greenville, South Carolina, but we had a fellowship with a church in Asheville, North Carolina, and we saw, like, communion. Other than that, I don't even remember traveling no for the, like the Atlanta, which wasn't there for Atlanta, Georgia. Go to Six Flags down there.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
But I didn't do traveling either. Because everywhere I go, I had to take the four children with me. And sometimes I'd rather take them, I just stay at home.
Yeah.
Now, but basically, I think my first travel was really after I was married. I went to Washington, D.C.
What was that like?
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yes, my husband had peoples in Washington, and we went up there. I went with his mother. We went up there for visiting.
What year was that?
That I don't remember. No. It was somewhere between, around, let's see, was this before or after? I guess it was around 68, because his brother died at 67. I think it was after that.
So, what did you do after high school?
After high school, I got a job.
What was the job?
A maid's job. Mm-hmm. And I worked on that for a while. And then about, I graduated in 61. I guess I did that about 2 or 3 years, and then I got a job in the movie theater.
How did you meet your husband?
That's a good question. I guess he came to our house. I don't even know. It just happened.
Yeah.
I think because it was like a group that came to our house, and he was just one of them.
Mm-hmm. He grew up in the same neighborhood that you did?
Not really, about 3 or 4 miles apart.
Okay. What was his job when you got married? What was he doing?
I think when we got married, he was like a caddy at the country club.
Mm-hmm.
And then like he went, you know, got some industrial jobs in the factories.
Where did you live when you got married? Did you move?
Well, actually, when I was describing the place where I was born, mm-hmm. and I was saying across the street and up there, it was like a section of apartments, duplex.
Uh-huh.
So we moved into one of those.
Okay. So you stayed really close.
It was the same. I guess my whole life was spent within 6 blocks of each other.
Yeah. Well, you're here now, so there must be there must be some part of that story that changes. What was going on at the time? This is 1964. What was the neighborhood like? Were things changing? Where did things seem to be the same? What was kind of going on?
It still was a nice neighborhood. We didn't have no. A lot of fighting and stuff going on. Folks got along with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was still a nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. So, you got married in 1964. What year did you graduate from high school?
1961.
So that would have been a couple years after schools started to integrate after Brown versus Board of Education. Did that affect your high school at all? Was it integrated or was it an all-black high school?
All-black.
Yeah. How about the teachers?
They was all-black.
They were all-black too? Yeah. How about your neighborhood? Was there any shift in race relations in your neighborhood at all?
No, it was all-black.
Yeah. Were the businesses black owned?
Now, it really wasn't that many business, because if you went up the street, and say you went about three blocks up, that was Sullivan Street. Okay, on this corner, it was like a little store, whatever. It was like Jewish, and Jews owned. And if you went down Sullivan Street, I'd say about four blocks, and on this side, it was another little store, and it was black. Mm-hmm. And if you went and across the street, a little down across the street from it, was another black store. And on the other side of that black store was a little cafe. Mm-hmm.
Is that usually where you would shop at those stores? Could you get everything you needed, like, at those stores there?
I doubt it.
Yeah?
Most people went on to the AMP and stuff uh-huh. like that. AMP was big at that time of day, and in Colonial stores and whatever, that's uh-huh. where you did your main shopping. You just used those neighborhood stores for odds and ends stuff.
Okay. So you had to go a little bit further?
Yes.
To get everything you needed? Yeah. So, did you say your husband was in the military at all?
No.
No, he wasn't in the military? So after you guys got married and you moved not that far away, you were still involved with your siblings? You're still raising them, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were they into? What were they doing at that time?
Just being children, I guess, being bad and whatever.
Yeah.
Hard-headed.
Yeah, how you say that like you're their mother.
Yeah, for a while, after a while, you know, because, like, basically, like I said, I was the one raising me everything. My mom, she would, like, come to me telling me what they done did, expecting me to push.
What was she doing at the time? What was her job?
She was a nurse aide.
Okay. What about your grandparents? Where were they from?
Now basically, when I was born, my mom lived with my grandparents. So basically, my grandparents had a lot to do with my older brother and my raising. Because I say, like in 1949, when my mom married my stepdad, we didn't get to go live with them. We still stayed with my grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Where were they from?
They were basically in Greenville, but it was a little town outside of Greenville, mm-hmm. but they the one that lived at the house where I was born, mm-hmm. that's where they had raised most of their kids.
Mm-hmm. And did they have jobs at the time? Were they working?
I never know my grandma to have a job.
Yeah.
I can't recall her, you know, having a job. But then I was young when she died, and then. But my granddad, he was like a janitor. Mm-hmm. He cleaned churches and stuff. Mm-hmm.
What about your father's parents? Were they in your life at all when you were younger?
My father, I really don't know.
Did you, when we were doing that genealogy stuff, what did you find out about did you find anything out about that branch of your family?
I found out that my granddad, it was like 13 of them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
But other than, I didn't know anything about them other than that.
Yeah.
And actually, I had still haven't found anything about my grandma. And like, when we come back in May, I'm going to see if I could look up and find something on her.
Mm-hmm. So that's your father's parents?
My mother's
Your
parents.
Your mother's parents, oh, okay.
My mother and father was never married, so I really right. never got to know his people.
Yeah. So, oh wow, so that's the people who raised you. Those are the ones who you're looking into there, mm-hmm. like where they were from. You didn't know where they were, you don't remember where they were from.
It was like, they had it on the thing.
Okay.
But it's right outside of Greenville. Okay. It's in those one of those little small, I think, Hyde Park in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
It's in. Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm. And when were they born?
My grandfather was born. Well, they gave different dates and whatever.
Oh.
I had I had was like 1889, mm-hmm. and they got like 1889. They got 1890. And
different dates on the census that year.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's still within 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And this one got 1887.
Oh, wow.
But the record that I had of his death and, would you know, on his tombstone is 1889.
Mm-hmm. What about their parents?
As for his father was Peter Dixon. And then got a list of 13 kids.
Wow.
And my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. My granddad was the 8th.
Wow.
So that's the only thing I know, and I have not gotten.
Yeah.
Because I want to see just exactly what I could find on my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Just all I know, basically know is just she was my granddad's wife.
Yeah. Do you remember what they were like?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what they were like? What kinds of things they told you or taught you or did with you?
They basically taught us the basics of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And about Jesus and about singing. Like, you know how the, I don't know if you ever heard how they did note singing back in the mm-hmm. day. They taught us the note, but I don't know them now.
Oh, that's really cool.
They used
cool,
to have, you know, the singing groups, and they went from church to church, and they sung them notes.
Wow.
But, So basically.
So he had all of these siblings, and you didn't know until you found out?
Until we looked it up. I never knew anything past my grandma and grandpa, and I just knew them because I was like 10 years old when mm-hmm. she died. So basically, I just knew them.